So we said the lach is the one who's saying the kiddush has to drink a molly lugmov. Otherwise, the mishnah pointed out you're not yotzei at all.
What?
Imli tom hamakadish tom echad min hasubim kim loy lugmov pirish molly pibas yotzei. If somebody else drank the molly lugmov, not the makadish, one of the other people over there is also sufficient. But the one individual has to drink a share of lugmov. It's not enough if two people together, each one drinks a half of that. And through the combination of the people there, you have a mali lugmov consumed from the kais that's not sufficient. You need one individual has to drink it himself. But it is appropriate that everybody does taste from the kais. Besides the requirement of one person drinking molly lugmov, everybody should taste from the kais also. The kivan shebein kulam tomu kim loy lugmov is yotzu. The shtia is kulam mitzurefes lekashir. We can combine the amount of the shtia of all of the people who drank from the kais to combine to share molly lugmov. It's a little bit different. Just after cheshbon out over here, we said molly lugmov is calculated by the person himself. So now we're being mistar of five people's molly lugmov. How do you calculate that? Do you calculate it on the mekadesh? He's supposed to drink. You're saying I'm supposed to be moitzi him by drinking it for him, or you take the highest common denominator, lowest common denominator. I don't know. You know, this shita is not the way the shacharar presents it. You see, he presents the first shita as stam, and the second shita as yesharmer. Means he's passing, in general, it means he's passing like the first shita. Okay, now, regarding serving the imloy toma mekadosh lo yotza, this idea that somebody else can drink for the mekadosh doesn't work. It has to be in the mekadosh himself. It's appropriate to be choshish for the goyim that the mekadosh drink mali lugmov. The other types of cases where you have a shtias kais of a kais shel bracha, we don't have this requirement that it has to be dafka the one who made the kiddush. Okay. The Zot Meshubra Samotes. People there who have been yotze with his kiddush. So we're saying shemei kaina. So mahani tiimosan lekulam. So the same way when he drinks, he's much everybody else he fulfills the requirement that the kosher should have a shtiyas while they look mov. So one of the people who is being yotze with it does it, so they will also be able to fulfill that requirement. If the person who drank was not one of the people who was included in the kiddush, so he'd have to make his own bray pregofen. That would not work. The point of the reason why molly lugmov works is because it's a level of yishuv hadas, so that requires there's only yishuv hadas, a certain amount of you feel satisfied if one person will drink that amount. Otherwise, it's not going to accomplish that. Then there is. Even so, one person has to drink molly lugmov. It is appropriate that everyone should drink something. That which everybody else should drink, that you fulfill just the tima balma. So hearing mechadish over here, batsim. Let's go step by step. The mitzvah, the mitzvah here is kiddush. Shemei koyin, they were yotzei kiddush. The requirement kiddush has to be said all the kois. The kiddush was said al kais. There's a requirement that the kashal bracha should out the dinner kashal bracha. You should drink a molly lugmov from the kais. We did that too. there's no requirement that everybody has to drink from the kais, because they were Yotze Kiddush, it was said on the kais, and the kais was drunk. Now what? So what's this extra Kiddush? So we're saying, though, that there is an inyan of Yitim Ukulam. And that's a Kiddush. Because we're on the Mishi Esha Yai Ma'at, but there's Yitim Echad Kishir, if you have a limited amount of wine, you should forego this extra milo to therefore allow everybody to have to be able to have kiddush and havdalah, wine for kiddush and havdalah.
Kiddush and Shabbos in the day.
Yeah. Now take a look at the Sharatian and Gimel. But after mitzvah and mufkar, she eats a mukulam. Even though I just said it's still appropriate, everybody should taste from the kais. If it's a choice to one person drinking Mali Lugmav or this, obviously Mali Lugmav is Ma'akiv, and this is not Ma'akiv. That was there, Huli Kubal Kamagadele Vishanim. Timus Mali Lugmav is Ma'akiv. Because of the Bir Alocha, Masha'en Kenna, the Yitim Kulam is not. Okay. Then, there is a shita which says if everybody together drinks some lugmav, that's sufficient. That's the yesh armim. Right? How do we have it? Abul chachila the kuliyam tzar shita mahamakadosh kashir. See, even this shita agrees that this is not the lechachila. Lochosh adivrayim. So the gaidim say, however, that it has to be dafka the makadosh. Hanu lizor the chachilo, but he ever his kima harbachar and the filah shtias kolam asumim mitzar from limal lugmav. Actually, yisha yirei shtias kulam yosim mikdechil this pras. Okay, so the chachilo is the makash to himself. The next mile, if not that, we say we should give it to one of them asumim that he should drink a mali lugmav. If even not that, the shita which that all of them were starved together was somehow on that shita in the case of Bidi Evan, as long as there was a shear of kedechilis pras. Amongst it was less than Achilles Pras.
Are the Gaonim just reinforcing the first opinion, or are they saying something?
No, the Gaonim is saying you need Dafka the Makadosh. It's not enough, even somebody else. It has to Dafka the Makadosh. Now, the Bir Alocha should point out that not everybody learns the Gaonim like that. That this pshat in the Gaonim itself is a machlokes, but this. The Shulchan Aruch is being machriya like that pshat in the garden. Now, why is this that the garden is saying that the garden is saying must be the Mekadosh himself? So, what's the difference in Kiddush and all other Kesher Bracha that there the garden are made that someone else can drink? That for the Kiddush, who would write her up? So, you have a key to say Kiddush Alayayin, so you should be drinking the wine. That you should be drinking the wine. Masha Enkein, by other ones, it's not a din. It's a kashal bracha. The whole thing is a kader derabanan, birchas amazon, etc. So those are tikkun derabanan. So that they agree, as long as somebody drank from the kais kimloim lugmav, that's sufficient. Whereas over here, we're learning out the mitzvah Torah to say kiddush probably should be said. You who are mechiyev kiddush, say that kiddush alayayin. So no. I'll give someone to drink. So it's like so the Gaonim was saying, it's like you didn't say Aliyah. I mentioned there's a Rashi in Erevin was a mashma not like that. That the Iker didn't shtias kais. Meikar then saying the din of Kiddush Aliyah, like the more that talks about by Yom Kippur, Kiddush Aliyah is the main thing that you have wine there. While you're saying the Kiddush, to show that you're saying it with the Simcha over Yayin. That which you drink the Kais afterwards is because it's still not nice to the Kais, to ignore the Kais. But it's not a Ma'akim in the Kiddush. But the Gaonim are saying that's a Ma'akim, or at least the Chachil, it's a Ma'akim in the Kiddush. Okay. Sif Tezov. Kiddush.
What do you mean? How could you mean the Makadish not drinking?
No, Rashi learns. Bad to mikra din, even if you wouldn't drink at all.
Now, when would then just the kiddush be said?
Right, that's the ikra din of kiddush al kais you'd still fulfill. Okay, now, so Kiddush, Rekadim Shatom Hifsik Bedibur, he said Kiddush, but before he drank, he was Mafsik. So she said, oh, so he lost the Rei Pri Gofen. So I mean, he lost the Rei Pri Gofen. You didn't say Kiddush Al-Yayin. No. Because the Mavor Rei Pri Gofen made a Tzorek last of the Kaddish. So the Mechaber Behu Adin, Yim Nishmach HaKoyz Kadam Shita Mimeno. You said Kiddush Al-Yayin. Even though you end up not drinking it. So right now we're saying that is sufficient. Even if now there's no longer a Koyz to drink from, it'll work. The other Koyz Acher Mavor Chal Rei Pri Gofen made a Tzorek last of the Kaddish. Okay. We saw this before, that if the interruption was something which was relevant, it's preferred. It's not preferred the chachil to do that, but he would not need a new bracha. And so lost the kaddish to hafsik and a megareya el birchas rei pri gofen. You lost the rei pri gofen because neisha sok, because he spoke. Bain brach latima alo kiddush koyotzer shoy alo koyz kedin v'yishtena atza achra bracha. So you said alo koyz, you have to drink the koyz. So good, so you drink the koyz. You only lost the Rei Pri Gofen. Now, what about the second scenario where the koyz was nishbach? So in that situation, also in the circle after the Mekadosh, but you bring a new kais and you make a Rei Pri Gofen on that, and that's good enough. Now, Mavarchal of Dal Oysa Kais Lohaya died to Bechila. He didn't plan to drink the second cup, so he needs a new Rei Pri Gofen. But in Hoya died to Bechila Beshaz of Bracha Lishas Yanyos, he planned to have more wine. And so the work Rei Pri Gofen, he has no need to say Rei Pri Gofen when he brings more wine, because he planned to drink more wine. So the Rei Pri Gofen he had in mind was on this wine as well. Now, but okay, so Rei Pri Gofen we took care of. But what happened to the going back and saying Kiddush? And it's all after the Kaddish. You don't have to go back. The Kiddush Kiddush Mitchila Al Yain Kedin. Gam Tom Kashir. Abishal Tom is a Kiddush. The Kiddush is Yotze. So you fulfilled the halacha of saying Al Yain. You fulfilled the halacha of drinking some wine. So that's it. Even though it wasn't the wine you drank from, it was not the wine you make Kiddush on, that also works. However, Badafka, Shalah, he said, the diet of Bintayim, I believe, Kar Yotsu, Mimkarma Bintayim, Kerem Shatom, Kesacher, Tzark, Lachso, the Kaddish. But, so we are being mitzdarif, this shti, we're saying that if you said the Kiddush and don't drink from a kais of wine, you didn't fill the mila of the we're understanding that. If you're understanding that the Ta'ima is part of the Kiddush, it's not mitzad the Kiddush of Bracha, because obviously this is a new Kiddush. It's mitzad the mile of Kiddush al Yayin, Yayin Samach Lababenosh. You're supposed to say the Kiddush in a way, a state of Simcha, of drinking some wine. So you drank some wine, but I didn't drink any wine at all, because he did Shini Makum. So this new Shias Kais has no shaykhs at all to the Kiddush just before. So your Kiddush never was not said with wine. So you're not Yotze.
What was the case before? The one where wine was spilled out from the cup? What, he interrupted himself?
Regarding the case of the wine spilled, so you bring another Kais and you drink from that second Kais.
No.
But now the case before the case was the case where he spoke.
Spoke.
Yeah.
Not having to do with the Kiddush.
Correct.
Then
what?
He has to repeat the whole Kiddush.
No, he just has to bring the Rei Pri Gofen.
He only has to repeat the Rei Pri Gofen also.
Correct. Okay. Kosa Poiskim.
What was it he had to repeat the whole Kiddush when he spoke about something not having to do with the Kiddush or with the meal only when he left the place?
Correct. Fine. Kosa poiskim im kiddush al kais v'sever shu yayin. He made a bracha on the kais, believing that it was wine. So he said Rei Pri Gofen. V'nimsa shehu chaimetz oymayim. And it turned out really that what it was vinegar, or it was water. The whole thing was a mistake. So you said Kiddush on water. See, here you do not say Kiddush on wine. So you need a new Kiddush and a new Brei Pirgof. When you celebrate Pirgofen, you plan to continue to drink. So you need a new Kiddush, but do you need a new Pirgofen? See, if you only plan to drink this cup, and this cup turned out it was water, so you had no intention to drink any more wine, so that's clear, that's a simple din. You limited your Pirgofen to this. This wasn't a rapier goffin. The new kais that you're bringing is no shachos to this bracha, so you need a new bracha. But the person intended to drink more wine. So I understand he needs a new kiddush, but the mishaburi doesn't need a new rapier goffin because the new wine. As long as he wasn't masik bedibur, the new wine was he had a mind for that also. And so the work shayna is prepared government. All you need to do is the Kaddish.
Why does he need to make Kaddish again?
He said Kiddish on water. Or on vinegar. So he didn't say Kiddish on wine. So he's not yet to Kiddish. Now, because the Nimshan Christ Mayim, okay, Gabbin, let me finish the thought. There's Mishabur has a lot, he clarifies and limits this halacha a little bit as he goes along. The case was let's say it was beer. So there's two separate issues over here. One question is: are you yotze with your brei pirgofen on water? No. Are you yotze with your brei pirgofen on vinegar? No. Are you yotze with your brei pirgofen on beer? No. The second issue that you say Kiddush Alakois was beer. Beer is Kamar Medina, so you were yotze Kiddush Alakois. Okay, you didn't make a bracha yet, so say a shahakol and drink your beer. It was water. You can't say Kiddush on water. All right, so that's the Mishnah is pointing out. Now, v'hoda tzarch l'kaddish chain, he's dafka shalohoyim yayin mukhul afonav. Talking about he was planning to drink more wine, but it wasn't there on the table. So, alamhoyim yayin mukhul afonav b'kli ala shulchan. It was there, basically there in the room with him, ready to be brought. He was planning to have that wine as well. So I'm being Mekadosh not just to this kais. I'm being Mekadosh and all the wine which is here. I'm planning to drink it, and it's here in front of me. So I'm saying Kiddush al kais, the wine which is in a different room. That's ridiculous. You need Kiddush al kais, it's not here. But if in a scenario where the wine is here, even if it's not what I'm holding in my hands, the same way, if I wouldn't be holding anything in my hands, and I'm making, my hands are very shaky, and it's very hard for me, first person to have that problem. So he says, you know what? I'll put the kais in front of me, I'll say Kiddush. That's fine. So that's called Kiddush Alakos. Yeah, there's a chatzkili, there's all dinim of how you hold it, etc. But it's not ma'akib b'di yevin as long as it's in front of you. Zuck, the taz, a step weiter, even if you held the kais of water, it was a mistake. But if there was wine there which you were planning to drink and the wine was there, so really the Kiddush is going on that wine which is there as well. So therefore, v'yishtamei antekev malod lugmo. So the Brei Pirgofen you don't need because you intend to drink the wine. Kiddush you don't need either because you said the Kiddush on this wine as well. Now, the Shartzian in Pevov says that this is a machlokes really. The Maisa, you held the kais of water, not of the wine. So, Brei Pirgofen, I get, because you intended for that wine also. So, Brei Pirgofen you had a mind for that. That's true. But you didn't have a mind for the Kiddush to be on that. You had a mind for the Kiddush to be on what's in your hand. So that's the argues on the Taz. Rekreger over here, he brings in the Shartzi and Pei Dal, and he says, Rekreger has a problem over here. So he's going back on the case before. You said the first case. You said kiddush on water. It was water, and he planned to drink more wine, but it wasn't here. So you're not yotzei kiddush. But the Mishmur says you don't need a new bray pirgofen because you plan to have more wine. Kreger says, "What do you mean?" He says, "You said bray pirgofen," and then he said all these words which were hefsik. You weren't yotzei kiddush, so those words were hefsik. You spoke within bray pirgofen. So normally it's not a problem because that's called tzarchei suda. The kiddush is necessary to be able to drink, but this kiddush didn't help you with drinking, so it's just a hefsik. So Kreger says, "How can you tell me that you don't need a new bray pirgofen because you had intent for the new wine?" I get that there's no problem of hesek hadas. You intended the other wine. You wanted to go on that as well. Fine, but you're masik bediver. So Kreger says, "Understand that halacha before." So you have to say in the Mishabura, which is paskin halacha lemaisa, not like the Kreger, that so interesting. Then even though the bidyabah this kiddush, lach ramaisa, this kiddush was not a valid kiddush when it was said al tzarche suda. That's not called a hefsek. That's the kiddush of this din. When you said the bracha, it wasn't said as a hefsek. It was said as part of tzarche suda. So we don't say retroactively now it comes out not to be tzarche suda and to be considered a hefsek. That's the kiddush of that din. That we're putting Mishabur is paskening. Okay. Now, V'yeshom Ramoid, some take this a step weiter. This swore of the Taz, that you said Kiddush, the cup you're holding was water, and you had intent for other wine. So, Brepi Goffin, you don't need because you had intent for the other wine, we get that. Right? But not only that, but since the wine was there on the table, so we'll say, but yeah, we're going to call the Kiddush as being set on that wine. So, that the Mishabur take a step weiter. What about the Rispas on the table? So you can say Kiddush Lepas. V'yeshar M'moid, who had him in Einyayin Lefanav, V'hoyu Hapas Munich Lefanav Al HaShulchan. Eru Tzarek L'Kadosh Mechodosh, El Yipsa Teichu Bachar Kiddush Al Pas, Zabir Chazumot Zilavad. V'yiradim Kiddush Kadosh Tiel Sadayim, K'min Agenu Ayoyim, Ein Shak Lerman Dachal Kiddush Al Pas. If you found the sheet of the Ramah that you wash before Kiddush, so you intended to eat the bread right away. So the bread really is ready to go. You can say that argument. But if you didn't wash your hands yet, you're clearly not planning to eat the bread. Then that's not in your das, what you're saying, that the kiddush on. So then you cannot say, you cannot use the bread for that purpose. Okay. So if the cup fell, you need new wine. You need a bread pig often. You don't need to make new kiddush. Because my rabbi, the kiddush achar is al sheikh of nishmecha kais, and tzarech l'hobi achar, kishar shadabi mashu b'vorach ha-motzi ha-lapas, kishar kibegir b'chidush of chal l'kol set. Okay. Interesting thing. So the Magen Rambam says a person was Makada Shachris al Sheikher and Nishmach HaKais. So we're more makel by Kiddush by day, and you can use Sheikher. Okay. The Kiddush Lila, if you have wine available, you can't use Sheikher. Kiddush by day, there's those which are more makel. So he did that. Now it was Nishmach. So it was Nishbuch. So what you do? Go get more and say Brei Pirgofen to be Yotze the Din. There is a Shita which holds that you say that Pas works even by Shachris. We'll see more about that. So you be Semech on that Shita. Kiregor says no. I mean, the issue is we're using Pas by day. Kiddush B'Laila, Mikra Kiddush is the Bracha. So we say, if you have wine, use wine. If you don't have wine, use bread. Kiddush by day, what's the kiddush? You didn't say any word. The words we say is a minute about the Tekanas Chazal was before you start the meal. If the fact that you go and you pick up a cup of wine and you say words of Sheva and you drink it, you're making the Suda more special. The Suda is special because you have some wine before you start. So you say the Suda is so special because you have bread before you start the bread. I mean, what are the words don't make any sense. What way is the pas going to be a Kiddush? What's the Kiddush element? That which we say the words of the Kanas Chazal wasn't to say words. That's why you have so many different halachim what to say. The Kanas was to make a bracha of a yayin, which is something which people find special before the meal. That's the tekanah. So how does pas work for that? So that's why the Ikir Pesach is that you can't use pas. But there is a sheet that holds it by day also. You'd say some words of shevach about the day over the pas. You'd be yotzei. So b'diyevah will be samech on that sheet. Okay. Sif tes zayin. The people which are there cannot drink before the Mekadosh drinks. If they are drinking from his cup, means they don't have their own kais in front of them. So for each one of the people there has their own kais, so that they don't need him for kais. They heard Kiddush, like they said it themselves, and they have their own kais. So they said Kiddush on their kais, not on the Mekadosh's kais. However, if the Mekadesh, they don't have a kais, so then they're only being yotze because they're hearing the Kiddush from him who he said ala kais. So he has to drink first. Sheshevach memenu l'kais shall be adam reikonim b'gumim. Their kais is empty or it's pogum. Avim hoyu lehem kais is yayin shenim b'gumim. They had their own kais and it wasn't pogum. Sheshevach memenu l'kais shall be adam reikonim b'gumim. Okay. Let's do Sif Tes Yud-Zayin for a second. The order over here is backwards a little bit. Ein Tzarech Lishruch Mekadosh Mekadosh Tekosesh Yayin Shalifdeh Masubin. That which the Mekadosh has to offer from his wine to the people which are there being yotze with him is only if Elim Kain Hoyu Pegumim, if they had wine in front of them, but either they had no wine at all, obviously, or if they had wine in front of them, but that wine was Pogum, which had a drink taken from it. Shosark Lishbuch Lakol Kois, Mekois, Kadesh Yishtu Kula Mekoshen Pogum. So he has to pour out into their koises that therefore they're drinking from wine, which was not Pogum. Fine. And now this is where you generate the din of the previous sif, that since they need to get from his kais, so they can't drink until he drinks. Sifkot and pay, and back into Zion. They have their own cup. Right. So they have to wait for him. That's on a case where their cups are empty or they're pogum. Somebody drank from this cup already. Since their cups are pogum, they should get from the Mekadosh. And since that's true, should that Yisukin Kaisen Shlagi Pogum? The whole shame is Kukim Lakaisen Shikim Lahamtin Alob. So since they're taking from his kais, he has to drink first. I mentioned to you by Hamoitzi that we have the same din by Hamoitzi, right? That if they don't have Lechem Mishnah, they're all getting from his Lechem Mishnah, so the loch is they have to get from him and they can't eat before he eats. So the Tass is over there, so Betzim, when the person is distributing, if he hasn't eaten yet, that's a hefsek between the bracha and the chila. So they can't eat before he eats anyway. So giving out to them doesn't do anything better for them. Because after he gives out to everybody, they still have to wait for him to start eating. So it makes more sense he should cut and eat right away. So he limited his hefsek between the bracha and the chila, and then he should distribute the rest to everybody else. The problem by Kiddush is if he does that, if he drinks from his kaisis and he pours out to other kaisis, he didn't solve their problem. His kaisis is not pogum and their kaisis are pogum. So he hasn't made their kaisis non-pogum. So the scenario which you're talking about over here, which every person had wine, but the wine was pogum, the only way he can correct their problem is by not drinking from his kais yet, and then pouring into their kais. But if he would exercise a third option, which is to pour out from his kais into a second kais, drink from his kais, because they have to wait for him anyway, might as well drink first, and then take that kais did not have a drink taken out of, and pour it to all those kais, you would solve the problem. Really, that should be the third way of doing it. Fine. That they only need help from him if there's curses pogum. Then they need to pour in. So they don't have to drink at all. So like, okay, so they don't drink. So why are we getting so nervous? Once there is a mitzvah, they should drink. And once the mitzvah, they should drink. They should drink Kashyana Pogum. Now, Shartian points out, what about a different scenario where they don't have their own case, which is more common for us? So, how do we deal with the Pogum issue? So, if the Makadis drinks from his case right away, it's Pogum. If he pours it into their cups, they're getting wine, which is Pogum. So, we didn't give him the mile of drinking Kashyana Pogum. However, one thing we will be makel. And Shartian says, and they test, because Shoshosin Kulami Kershal Bracha, they drink directly from the Kershal Bracha. I'm not discussing the hygiene issues. Alagav Shahu Shosh Mitzkilo, he drank from the cup already. So the car, it's Pogum. No, it's Mikri Kershana Pogum. The word lawyer is incorrect. The Kershuma Kimakadash Gufa, Raka Shoshava Mikosin. So that's an important din. So the Kaddish says, you know, I want to be a Berei Frum and, you know, drink right away. Then I pour out everybody else's cup. They're drinking Pogum. The only thing is that if everybody drinks from the Kais of Kiddush, I pass it from person to person. So in that situation, that's not called Pogum, because consider that they're all drinking from the original Kais, which started out not being Pogum. They're like an extension of his shtiyah. It's like they're all drinking, just like he takes a long draught. It's not considered pogum. I mean, the beginning of the draught already was pogum. No, that long draught is not pogum. So they're all an extension of him. The only extension of him, they're drinking from the same cup as he. So if a person wants to give the mesubin in a pogum, he cannot drink from his cup first and then pour out to everybody else into a different cup. That's not you will not fulfill the din of.
Does it help to put more back into his cup?
He could put more back into his cup from somewhere else, but he has to do something. So he's doing that already. He can just pour out from his cup to another cup before he starts. The whole question would be, I want to try and minimize the hefsik as much as possible, drink right away. You know, that's not a good idea because you're creating other problems.
Well, from himself, he's doing it right away. He'll pour some more back.
Right, yeah, you can do it too. I'm saying, but He's now.
How are other people extensions of the Makadosh if they drink out of the Kosher Bracha?
Now.
And he drinks out of it last, and that's the Kosher Pogum.
No, I'm saying if the person makes Kiddush and immediately drinks, his cup is not Pogum, right?
Yeah.
Now he pours everyone else's cup. So what are they drinking from?
Kosher Pogum.
So what you're supposed to give him the from Christ is not Pogum. If he pours it, before he drinks, he pours it into another cup. So he has a cup on the side. Then he takes his drink. Then he pours to them from that other cup. They're not Pogum. That would be much better.
Why is it Pogum if he pours it into their cups? If they can drink directly from his coast, and it not be Pogum for them?
So that's what Shabur is saying. That when they drink from his coast, it's called they're drinking as an extension of him. Because they're drinking from the same cup as he. Once he pours out to another cup. So there is an argument, the Rishon Karel says that maybe the difference in the case of the Mechaber and, you know, which we're talking about over here, in the case where the case where they had wine in their cups, which is pogam already. We're trying to fix the wine in their cups. So you can't fix the wine in their cups. But if they have empty cups, so it's all called a hemshech of his, even though they poured another cup. But that's partially not what that, it's not how the Shartzian really, it doesn't really fit well in the Lashon of the Shartzian. Okay, let's hold it here. And we'll pick up.